This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, we have the introductions now, so we can get right to the heart of the matter. The charts for the week of June the 16th, ending on the 16th of June. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, in which we go through the stories, the hot hits for the week in talk radio, hot names, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Michael Harrison, who's been responsible for great things in his talk radio career, like the talk radio rumble. One of the great moments in history. Wow. The talk radio rumbles at some of the talkers' conventions. Michael's a big wrestling fan, so that's where this came from. I think there are some...
You're giving people the impression that the talk show hosts actually wrestle with each other.
I think there probably are a few talk hosts who wrestle with one another, but I'm not sure. Right.
In kind of a figurative way. Although, you know, on those rumbles, we have had a few meltdowns. We've had people storm off the stage.
Oh, yeah.
In various levels of emotional distress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I'm getting chills just thinking about it. Just one more word on the folks. It's something we haven't done in the last 2 years because most of the time they're disaster, sometimes they're brilliant. The odds are against us. So we only go into it when we're feeling particularly heady. You want
right.
10 top stories?
I think that would be an excellent thing as long as, Kara, we've got the appropriate volume on Michael because it doesn't sound, whether it's just for me or not, I'm not hearing Michael as well as I might. I want to make sure that I get every nuance.
On my end here in talker's land, everything seems to, all the lights are flashing and the buttons
yes.
are buttoning, and so I can hear it well.
All right, so take it away. Top 10 items.
Kara would have said something by now
that's
if there
true.
Were a problem.
You're right.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have that juicy, intriguing Bachelor in Paradise scandal. I can't sleep at night
Kara's
thinking about
talk
it.
To us about that.
That's my favorite show.
Really?
Number 8. Oh, gosh. I mean, in that pool and all that stuff they were doing?
What were they doing?
Number 8, we have Virginia governor primary. And number 7, warm beer, I guess that's how his name is pronounced, North Korea case. Rodman in North Korea at number 6. Megyn Kelly and NBC's criticism at number 5. Number 4, the Julius Caesar controversy. At number 3, the Sessions testimony. At 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, the GOP baseball shooting at the Republican-Democratic at practice or the baseball game. Our people list, we have Otto Warmbier and Kim Jong-un at 10, Dennis Rodman at 9, Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones at number 8. I'm sure he's loving this. At number 7, Vladimir Putin, James Comey at 6, Kamala Harris at 5, Jeff Sessions at 4, number 3, Steve Scalise and James Hodgkinson. At number 2, Robert Mueller, and number 1, Donald Trump. And that's, just another wild week in reality.
Well, the Alex Jones thing, just to comment on that for a moment, talk radio host who's a conspiratorialist, has an audience, a strong, loyal audience.
Oh, yeah.
And Megyn Kelly shows that she really doesn't have a lot of common sense because during the interview, before the interview and after the interview, he's taping everything that she's saying, and she's talking about how marvelous he is and yada, yada, yada. And then she says something else to another interviewer, and he is back in her face with, well, here's what you said to me. And he's playing this for every angle.
How embarrassing. He was wired.
Of course he was wired.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember, he was carrying a wire. Now he just carry an iPhone.
Right. It's all stick in your pocket. That's it. And, and anybody who's a professional, like Megyn Kelly, is getting paid $20 million a year to do this kind of stuff at NBC, come on. And you have no common sense. You have no connection to reality. And this is
we live in an era where it's amazing how many seemingly bright people do not have common sense about the concept of privacy. That, this comes down to the thing, you know, that I talk about, that the three things that are going to be most rare in the 21st century as we move forward is privacy, as well as time and clean water. I mean, privacy is, you never know anymore whatever you do if you're being spied on or if you can be quoted. And journalistic integrity, whether you think the press is full of it or not, it is definitely on the wane. There used to be a time when it would be considered really bad form to do what Alex Jones is doing, to take a private conversation and then publicize it, to take advantage. It's off the record. It's just not nice. And we play dirty today, so the combination of playing dirty and privacy, it's dangerous.
So let's combine two things together here. The promotion for The Bachelor in Paradise, which has become a scandal, and then all this conversation about Alex Jones and Megyn Kelly has done nothing but we have talked about. I've been in Megyn Kelly's sort of face all week long with this, and Alex Jones doesn't need anybody to promote him. He's a great promoter on his own. But think about all of the free publicity that these two shows have gotten. Megyn Kelly's not even on the air yet. And people, oh, I want to watch that interview. And a lot of people didn't even know who Alex Jones was before all of this.
Well, that's the irony. The irony is both will gain by this.
Yes.
And Megyn Kelly is off to an auspicious start because she is all over the news with her show. And it's like what happened to Rachel Maddow when they said, oh, now she's disgraced because she said that she had Trump's tax forms and it was only one thing and it was leaked to her by the Trump people. She bit. Well, that set her off on a path that has made her the number one rated cable news talk television personality for the last, 2 months or something.
Yeah, right. She beat Sean and all the rest of the people. Yeah,
So humiliation comes with success. It's if you're going to be successful, you have to bear a certain level of public humiliation. I'm not saying that's a good thing, but boy, is there a trend toward that? It goes back to what I said about privacy. If you're in the public eye and you're competing, whether it's politics, whether it's ratings, there are people that are going to make a fool out of you no matter what.
I'll resist that, thank you. I can do that well enough on my own. I don't need anybody to help me. All right, so Kara. As long as we're promoting things, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. She's a big fan of The Bachelor because she needs to get a life. And so here we are with the story of The Bachelor in Paradise, who sounds like he is about as dirty a piece of rotten carcass meat as you could find. So from that, where are we? Is he the bad guy and the girl the other? She was plied with his liquor or what?
Well, the guy in the situation. So basically what it is you've got two people who go on Bachelor in Paradise. They both got very liquored up and then proceeded to do something sexual in a pool. Whether it was consensual or not is kind of the big issue. But I don't
outrageous,
know.
Outrageous, Michael, right?
My God.
Yeah.
Horrors.
Yeah, I don't know if he's the bad guy in this situation or not, because everything is speculation. It sounds like they were both super drunk. So it kind of seems like everyone is at fault in the situation because they're all adults and they were all being really ridiculous. But the thing that's actually interesting to me is the fact that you brought up how being embarrassed is actually beneficial. And I don't know if it's going to work the same way in this situation, because I don't think, and, you know, we didn't think that it would benefit Rachel Maddow. So maybe I'm wrong, too. But I don't think we're ever going to see this show again. I think we're going to see other Bachelor spinoffs, but I think that this show, now that it's basically synonymous with sexual assault and sexual harassment, I think that this one's going to go down the tubes. What do you guys think? I know you guys are big fans of the show.
Yeah, I've watched it all the time. Michael, I actually go to Michael's house to watch it.
I hope that you're wrong, because I'll be in show hole if that happens. And because basically that show has been the program that I've based my entire well-being around, watching it. So, I don't know.
It's not yours. Well, Bernadette certainly is, I'm sure.
Right. I'd actually be quicker to watch that trash than she would.
Probably.
She's got the taste in the family.
16 past the hour. We've gone through the stories, the people list. I have some important news about Kim Jong-un that has not been aired much. So Michael and I will discuss the fate of the world, according to The disposition of Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump up next.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Nuzyzol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Golbon Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Golbon has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Golbon with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So, about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
All right. For those of you who are upset because we're moving on from the discussion of The Bachelor, here's a great piece for you. Listen to this. So there's a missile supposedly aimed at Washington or Chicago. No, I know. Kim Jong-un said on Monday he had a missile aimed at Trump Tower. And so on Tuesday, Dennis Rodman shows up in Pyongyang, Yongyei. I've never been able to. Why'd they get a real name for the capital city, like Pittsburgh or something? Mm-hmm. Right? Can you pronounce Pyongyang, whatever it is? Capital of Korea, North Korea, Michael?
I'm not going to answer that because if I do, then you'll say do it, and then I'll do it wrong, and it'll be an insult to our North Korean friends.
Okay. We have Korean friends. I didn't know we did.
I said North Korean friends.
Oh, North Korean friends. Okay. So here's a way to win friends and influence people. Dennis Rodman shows up over at Kim Jong-un's place on Wednesday with a signed copy of The Art of the Deal. I think that is the
and a DVD of The Apprentice.
Oh my God. I think that is so terrific. I when I heard that, I think it was Wednesday night or Thursday night when I heard that, it was, I just think it is hilarious. And although somebody speculated in some piece that I don't even remember where the heck I saw it, because I got 14 or 15 different places I go for information, but I remember the person commenting that it might do more than anything else to calm things down. This is an expression of friendliness. So Trump, who said all these things about Kim Jong-un, now maybe things have calmed down. Trump says a lot of things about a lot of things, and some of them stick and some of them don't. Maybe what I should do with you, Michael, in a few minutes is go through. There are some of these things that are important. The Russian investigation, that's getting a lot of attention, and Sessions' testimony. But I have three things. Some days I think Trump's okay. Other days I think he's from hunger. I'm going to give you a couple of reasons he's from hunger this week as we continue on the Talk Radio Review, 21 after the hour.
Hi.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, put down whatever you're doing. Time for us to get back to the review of the hot hits in talk radio. And we all know there's nothing more important than what Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has to say.
Oh, yeah.
And if there's nothing more important than that, there may be something subsequently almost as important that comes out of my mouth. I'm Doug Steffen. We go through this exercise every week for an hour after the research that's done by Talkers to determine what the big stories are and the people who are making good conversation. I will tell you that we don't necessarily stick to the script here, mostly because there isn't one. But I think that there's we have a pattern or a routine. We both speak our minds. So I'm going to quickly, because more of the force is on Michael, more of the attention ought to be on Michael. I'm going to you and I have been back and forth on Trump, and I maintain that just because he's different doesn't mean that he's bad. I think he's a very erratic, some people say dangerous person. I'm not sure that because he's erratic, he's dangerous. I don't even know that he's dangerous. I just think that he's different, and different sometimes means dangerous. With that as a backdrop, I say once in a while there are things that he does that I really approve of. And then there are other things, three things that he did this week that are absolutely boneheaded, and that's the nicest thing I can say about sending 4,000 more troops to Afghanistan. That makes about as much sense as us flying a 737 upside down to the moon. To send more troops and to put them in harm's way in Afghanistan when Americans are consuming drugs from the Taliban, every ounce, every drop of heroin or any opiate that comes to this country that's on the streets that you buy, that comes from the Taliban. That's how they get their millions. That's how they control Afghanistan. And that's how they will continue to control Afghanistan. So for us to say it's become the new headquarters for Daesh or whatever other nonsense these characters come up with, and to put, there are 8,600, Michael, troops there now. They're going to send another 4,000. It is an affront to common sense. And to have people try to sell us this is a load of garbage. And so Trump gets a big zero from me on that one. The second thing is the announcement of some kind of revised Cuba policy, which hasn't gotten anywhere because the Senate is going to do whatever it can to make sure that our transactions that move forward with Cuba stay on the up and up. I understand what Trump says about, you know, some of the things that are being done there in Cuba human rights violations. But hello, if we're doing business with Russia and China, there's human, all kinds of human rights things galore there. So it's kind of hypocritical. And the third and most important thing is the approval of the Dow merger with DuPont. This is going to change. You think Monsanto is bad. This is a company that's twice as big as Monsanto. They are going to whatever seed production, whether crop production, whatever stuff hasn't been controlled by Monsanto, now will be controlled by Dow. And the world of the family farmer will go bye-bye quicker than you can say lickety-split. It is an outrage that these son of a guns approved, the Justice Department under Trump approved the merger of Dow. It's nothing, there is not one thing you can say about it that will be good for American families, for American farmers, for American foods. It is, it's just, it isn't bad, isn't even the word for it. I cannot say on the radio, and I'm sorry that I went off for a couple of minutes here, because this is really your show.
I notice you become outraged when something Trump does affects you personally or something you're interested in personally.
Well, isn't that the way it works? Don't you think that's the case with everybody?
Now take what you just feel and move it all the way up and down the spectrum of areas that are not under your interest.
That's a good point.
And you'll see why there's so much anger.
Yeah, but there was anger before, the same thing aimed at Obama. And Bush, because of, I mean, they didn't do it the way Obama does it. I mean, Trump does it, but they certainly did some things that were pretty boneheaded during their time.
And both of them have got their fair share of criticism.
Yes, as they well deserved. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Now 34 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here in my role as second banana, although once in a while I don't know my place and get off, and then I slip on the banana peel. And
I think you're the first banana.
Embarrassing.
No, you shouldn't be.
Embarrassed on the banana?
No, you should be the first banana. I see myself as the second banana. I play the role of that. Oh, yeah, if I were the first banana, you wouldn't even talk.
Oh.
I would say, what do you think? Who cares?
Okay, I can just sit back here and relax. And
No. I relish. You have to understand something. One of the reasons I enjoy doing this show is I enjoy being the second banana. And, you know, from a standpoint of show business aspect, it is a show. We call it the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Yep.
It's not a lecture. It's not a symposium. It's not a, you know, it's not a, you know, an investigative report. It's not a Senate hearing. It's a show. And when two people work together, just like when two people dance, I do believe somebody has to lead.
Yes.
Especially when you have, you know, strong personalities and opinionated people. So, no, I kind of like the idea that you lead. And, yeah, you talked a while there, but, you know, it was interesting.
What you were
saying was interesting because you often don't give your opinion. And you brought up something fascinating. You said there's sometimes you support Trump and there's other times you think he's a bonehead.
And then you brought up something even more fascinating. Repeat what you said, because it was just at the end of the segment. People may not have gotten the nuance of what you said about how to take my attitude toward Trump, good and bad, and apply it to others.
Yeah, because I've noticed a connection to your interest in agriculture and a connection to the things that you're personally interested in. When he screws up in that realm for people that share your view, you become all ruffled.
Yeah.
Well, it's important to be empathetic to the fact that if there are people who are perhaps immigrants, if there are people who perhaps are feminists, if there are people who perhaps have certain interests in the way the healthcare system works out, and their interests are not in league with what he does, the fact that here comes the unifying point. The fact that he is unpresidential, the fact that he rubs so many people the wrong way is why people jump on it with more passion than they might if it were Dwight Eisenhower or even Barack Obama or somebody that was more of a healer, pleasant, diplomatic person. Mm-hmm. And this is Trump's tragic flaw.
Yeah, it is.
He's not presidential.
I do not disagree with you. He could get so much more done. I mean, he is who he is. He is who he is. There's nothing in the rule book that says he can't be who he is. But it just doesn't work to make his job and get the things done that he wants to do. He obviously is very determined.
Well,
he's very dedicated, but yeah, he steps over himself.
But here's the answer. Running a country in a democracy is a team sport. It's not a one-man or one-woman sport. Mm-hmm. And let's use a sports analogy because sometimes they're very apt. In sports, there's a thing called somebody is locker room poison. There have been great, great athletes who excel in their game, who they go on a team and the team loses because they create disharmony in the locker room. They're called distractions.
Is Alex Rodriguez an example of that?
To a degree.
Makes sense, yeah.
To a degree. They create disharmony among the team, and the President of the United States, whoever it is, has got to be, the word they use is presidential. There has to be a measured aspect to this person's conduct. And Trump doesn't cut it. He's a locker room problem. He doesn't operate in a way where he can create consensus, where he can create harmony. And this is a tragic flaw, because whether you like his policies or not, or you just say, well, I like a president that tells it like it is. Well, you know, telling it like it is isn't always the most expedient way to get things done. You don't have to be a liar, but and people think he's lying, too. So the problem with Trump is not political. The problem with Trump is his personal, I hate to say this, but Hillary said it, his temperament. Mm-hmm. And that's an issue that doesn't seem to be discussed as fully as it should be, and you're touching on it.
You know, you made an interesting point with Hillary, because many people said the same thing about her, that behind the scenes she was pretty difficult, intemperate, rude, crude, nasty. So it goes with the territory, maybe. I never heard that said about George Bush. I've heard a few things, but I never heard anything bad about Obama's personality, really. And you never really heard a lot about Bill Clinton's personality that was negative. Things they do versus the way they are. And what you've just brought about is something that is a focus that I, at least in our modern time, the years we've been doing this program, we've not had that discussion. We've not seen it. We've not heard it. We've not felt it. So it's a very, that's a very poignant item that you have just put before us. So yeah. I want everybody to know and think it back through as to what it does mean for healing, for, you know, getting things done, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, let's spend a couple of minutes here, as time allows, on a few other talk radio industry items. Curtis Sliwa is now on WABC in New York again. He's been back and forth between that station and another station in New York. He was the head of the Guardian Angels and thus became a frequent guest on a lot of stations. What was this, 25 years ago? How long? This is a long time ago.
More than 25. He's still the head of the Guardian Angels.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. There still is a Guardian Angels. They have a yearly dinner, a bunch of guys with berets. Basically, yeah. They're symbols of vigilantism.
Yeah.
There's controversy as to how much impact they actually had at their heyday.
But it did a lot for him and his career.
It also sent a message that if the police don't protect the people mm-hmm. will.
Yeah.
New York always has that vigilante aspect in the air.
Yeah.
Remember the Bernie, what's his name, fellow? I forgot his name, in the subway.
Bernard Goetz. Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Yep,
and then, of course, the Charles Bronson series,
Death Wish,
touched upon that as well.
Mm-hmm. It did. And so, Sliwa looks like he's lost a lot of weight in the pictures that I've been seeing of him lately. Not that it has anything to do with anything. But he was he had a liberal co-host. Now he has a black lady as his co-host. And I don't know what happens. This is a big New York City show. The reason I bring it to your attention is because at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, you can see a story about Ted Nugent appearing on the program. And for Ted Nugent to call for toning down the violent political rhetoric is pretty interesting. I had him on my program a number of years ago, and he was anything but cool, calm, and collected. He's been notably, maybe it's because he supports Trump and he doesn't like what's being done to Trump, as he did the things to his to the predecessors that he doesn't like being done to Trump. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of the conservatives are freaked out by the fact that the Democrats are giving them a dose of their own medicine, only worse. I don't like either way. I mean, I'm not saying they deserve it. What I'm saying is that the Republicans and the conservatives have been pretty darn rough on the liberals for a long time. Let's face it. Talk radio has been built on that. I mean, I'd be a hypocrite not to say that. And since Trump came along, the Democrats have come back with a viciousness that is just, I've never seen anything like it. Yeah. And it's freaking out the Republicans. Both ways are against my personal taste.
Yeah. Thus the anger that demonstrates with the number one story this week, the baseball shooting and the fellow who did it and what his story was. My God, this guy should have had, and the fact that he had access to two guns is a whole separate, I know that's part of the way this story went, but the fact this guy, given his history, and what he did, he had a foster daughter who killed herself, and he had another one that he abused. How the hell this guy had a gun or guns is beyond. And then we keep saying this over and over and over again every time one of these things happen.
Except here it was a bunch of Republicans that were shot.
Yeah, right. Well, Alex Jones, I think he was credited with this, but maybe I shouldn't attach it to him. He's the number one conspiratorialist, so I'll say it with a caveat. I don't know that it came from him, but it came from somebody who talks a lot about conspiracies. And the suggestion was that it was the Democrats at work to get more gun control legislation through. This is a way to get the Republicans to go along with it.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, but you know as well as I do, that stuff comes out of people's mouths.
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
What you do with it is you put it, in its proper perspective.
Yeah.
It might be true, but it's almost overwhelmingly not.
Yeah.
You know, there's the possibility. I'm for free speech. I'm all for conspiracy theorists. I'm also all for intelligence.
Yeah,
most of the crap that comes out of conspiracy theorists is just that. It's crap. Mm-hmm. But it plays an important role in our society because sometimes it's not. And we have to have an educated population that's able to put it in its proper perspective, especially today in the digital age when everything has a platform and everything is amplified.
Yep. And everything gets blown out of proportion. So let's listen to, in a moment, Michael give us the behind-the-scenes story. The chat that's on Up Close and Far Out this week is actually the conversation that we were privy to at the Talkers Convention with you and Sean Hannity. That's up next year, 44 past the hour. If you're hiring, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. If you're looking for the right person, and why wouldn't you, for the job that you have in your small, medium-sized, or large company, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. The results of the work that you will have done there is unlike any of the other. There are a lot of these job sites, but ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the candidate finding you. It finds them for you. And in 24 hours, you'll be looking at reviews. You'll be able to screen and get the best candidate for you. All in one place, all with one easy-to-use dashboard, all with one click. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why do you need the DJV? Because you'll use ZipRecruiter for the first time to prove to yourself how good it is. Won't cost you a nickel. It is free. Not a penny. ZipRecruiter. Find the right people for the right job at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. The list, the official list of people and the discussions focused on them and around them. Sometimes I don't get to stick to these things in order. Sometimes we don't get to all of them. So let me at least give you for your records, because you want to write these down and give a quiz to somebody in your family. Let's wipe our way through these. Number 10, Otto Warmbier. Number 9, Dennis Rodman. Number 8, Megyn Kelly. Number 7, Bad Vlad. James Comey is number 6. Kamala Harris, number 5. Jeff Sessions, number 4. The fellow who did the shoot-up, James Hodgkinson, number 3. Robert Mueller's number 2. Donald Trump, back in the number 1 spot this week, where he will remain, I'm sure, for as long as he remains in office. That's the overview of the people on the chart for the week of June 12th to the 16th, 2017. I'm Doug Steffen.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Nuzisol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise.
In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
When you need, spend a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Oh, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold-Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold-Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold-Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So, about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
During the course of the countdown, it becomes obvious to me that we get off track and don't actually get to all of the stories by way of conversation. So here we have, I'm going to go through the list just so you have the official list from Talkers Magazine of the stories this week. The top 10. Number 10, sports talk radio, sports action, mostly baseball. Number 9, that outrageous scandal from Bachelor in Paradise on TV. Number 8, the Virginia governor primary going on. The Wambier North Korean case, number 7. Rodman being in North Korea, number 6. Megyn Kelly and NBC, number 5. The Julius Caesar controversy, number 4. Attorney General Sessions testifying before the Senate. The Russia investigation, number 2. And the baseball shooting, the number who were shot in that whole circumstance, that became the number one story this week on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, among other things, beside publishing the industry trade paper, you can see a lot of things at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the list every week of the stories and the people they've done in their research. And Michael likes to do these podcasts, so they're available on their own. You can find them at Talkers.com or UpCloseAndFarOut.com. This week, is there a video with the audio of Sean Hannity?
No, we're going to play the video in about 2 weeks on Talkers.com. But for the listeners of the podcast, we have the audio. And I do some commentary about the history of the Freedom of Speech Award and the circumstances that led to Sean Hannity receiving it a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And the audio of yours truly presenting it to him and a fireside chat that we had following it in which he talks all about the boycotts and the battle he's been facing.
People want to boycott his program.
His show, yeah.
Yeah.
And some of the trials and tribulations he faces. It's fascinating. It's www.upcloseandfarout.com.
I remember the first time I ever talked to Sean, he was on a little station in Huntsville, Alabama. And he called me and he wanted to know how to do some stuff. I don't know. He called me out of the blue. I'd never heard of him before. And we became, I don't know if we'd say friends, conversation. He used to call me all the time and ask questions about stuff. He was very intriguingly inquisitive and smart.
Yep.
And he has played that role to the max, to the success that he has, which he deserves. He's been inquisitive, he's been introspective, he's been intelligent, and he really has learned a lot. Last 25 years? I don't know how long. What is he now, 46, 47? How old is Sean?
He's in his 50s.
Is he already, my
friend? Yeah, he's in his 50s. He's in his 50s. He's a dad. He's a husband. He's a homeowner. He's a good fellow.
He is
still
a good guy.
Still has blue-collar roots in terms of his psychology. I don't necessarily agree with everything he says. But,
nor do I.
I certainly
but I like
believe,
him.
I do. I like him, and I believe he's brave. I think he's got guts.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't waver. But, you know, he's got a lot to stand on. He's got a lot of room now. He's got a good podium. So, anyway, check out the Up Close and Far. If you like Hannity, listen to the podcast, upcloseandfarout.com. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 after the hour, time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the review of the charts to continue. This portion of the program comes to you with Stephen J.J. Wiseman's opinions, thoughts, educated information. He's a college prof at Bentley University in Boston, an expert on scams, identity theft, and also has thoughts about the legalese when it comes to some of the big items. Number one this week, Steve, is the baseball shooting. This guy, how did he ever have a gun after what he did to his daughter or his daughter? One of the foster daughters died, and the other one was abused, and he had all kinds of other things on his rap sheet. How the heck? This is the question that people ask. But we ask the same damn question after every one of these times. Things, because it pretty much is a ludicrous side. You have to be insane by definition to do these things.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing with a gun?
We need gun control in this country. We definitely do. The question is, even if we had gun control out there totally at this point of time, where everyone who was to get a gun was to go through sufficient background checks, there are so many guns that are out there now, I'm not sure it would make a difference. About the only thing that I saw which brought a smile to my face was these two murderers in Georgia who had escaped while being transported. They got caught because they, while being chased by police, they came upon someone's house. They were about to take the car. That guy was armed. Yeah. And he held them until the police got there. But there's no question the ease with which we've had so many gun tragedies in this country, the ease with which they can get the guns. I don't know what the reticence is of gun supporters to why are they against limitations of background checks and mental illness checks and criminal checks. I mean, to me, that's common sense, and it doesn't take the gun away from someone who is sane trying to defend themselves, or even if I disagree with it, I recognize hunting is a legitimate activity.
Right. Yep. Okay. Number two and number three sort of together here, the Russia investigation, Sessions and his testimony. What really comes out of all of this? Really, at the end of the day, they really can't get in, no matter how much Mueller comes around.
It's early in the investigation. I'll tell you what bothers me about this, Doug, is that there has been a major incursion into our country's infrastructure, our dams, our electrical grid. Again, there was a warning from the Department of Homeland Security. The election was hacked into. I don't think it changed the outcome, but it was hacked into. And here, I think the president just goes too far in saying, well, it isn't me. Well, I'm not just saying it's you. It's an investigation of there has been a serious incursion by Russian hackers. I thought it was very telling that the Senate this week, Republicans and Democrats, put in more sanctions against Russia. Okay, that's a start, but we need to up our defense systems, our computerized defense systems, and frankly, everything that is computerized is subject to being hacking, and there's a major security threat to the United States.
All right, Bill Cosby, most everybody, if you go on the street, people objectively think he's guilty. Apparently, that's not having much impact on the trial.
I think it's, as we're talking, it's a hung jury. It may remain a hung jury, which means he could be tried again. Very frankly, this was not the strongest of cases to bring against Cosby. There were others, and I don't know if criminal charges are being considered in others. You know, this became the election issue when the present district attorney won, saying that the previous district attorney had decided not to prosecute. Well, the previous district attorney said, I evaluated the case, and I didn't think it was a particularly strong one.
Yep. All right. The last legal question has to do with something that I find extraordinarily rancorous. We got less than a minute. Dow and DuPont are merging. Antitrust approval has been given by the Justice Department. This will create a company twice as big as Monsanto to basically put all the American family farmers out of business and, more importantly, affect the food supply that we have. And basically now there's nothing you can do. Am I right or not?
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. I mean, there can be some challenges in court, but it's going to be very, very difficult to overturn this. I agree with you. I think this is against the whole spirit and the law of antitrust law. This is incredibly anti-consumer, I find it shameless.
Appalling. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer and host at Scamicide.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.